Right, today we continue the series on Acts. Last week we talked about the forgiving a community. Right, this week we're going to touch on is the serving community, and I entitled my title "Service Needed." Every church, there's service needed, whether to be ushers, whether to be whatever it is needed. But service needed, we need servants. So service needed, servants found in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 7. Very interesting, as I read this account, and especially in Mark's Gospel, when James and John requested one to be seated on the left and one to be seated on the right. I think the rest of the disciples, Singaporeans, say, why like that? Why so unfair? You sit one left, one right. And God, Jesus taught them that the greatest of all is serve. And I remember when I was in my theological studies at Singapore Bible College, that was the verse, Mark 10, verse 45. Right, the Son of God came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for all. And this stick in my mind for the rest of my ministry, that we are here to serve, and Jesus here to serve. So this afternoon, I'm going to share with you from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to verse 7. There are four things that occur here I want to share with you. Firstly, is that from chapter 1 to chapter 6, you can realize that the church grew rapidly, not only gradually, like our Saturday service, it started almost 6 years ago, and then slowly you see people coming in, and when it's coming in, I get excited. And each service after the service is over, they will text me, and they count. There's a counting team. That means they count how many people attended the service. And sometimes 100 over. I say, oh, today is 200. We have raised from 100 plus 200, now 200, 250, 260, and sometimes more. So each time when they text me, say, oh, today's attendance, if they don't text by tomorrow or Tuesday, Monday latest, I will text, what is the attendance? Not so much as number, because number is important, because each number means each soul that the Lord loves. So thank you, counting team. You give me good report. I hope every Sunday you give me, 250, 252. Don't give me 100 plus, all right? I get heart attack, okay? So that just grew rapidly, not only gradually, like we all Saturday, hoping, praying that people will come, and we do so much work to increase. And then there's sometimes biological growth, baby coming out, like Isabel is over there, Tim's little precious one, right? We have some expectant mother, pregnant mothers, soon will give birth. So there are also biological growth, but what we need is conversion growth, right? People from outside coming in. And it happens in the church in Jerusalem. When the new church started, there was so much growth, and it grew rapidly, so fast that the disciples, the apostles cannot cope. So this is the first thing I'm going to share, chapter 1 to chapter 6, talk about the church grew rapidly. Secondly, as the church grew, there was a problem arose, started to have problems. But this problem is a good problem. I won't mind having such a problem, because the church grew so much that we had to take account. But worst problem is that members against each other, backbiting, whatever it is, that is not a good problem. A problem arose, and then the apostles need to arrest it as quick as possible before more hatred, before more bitterness arise in the young church. The problem solved. It was quickly, very fast solved, because they knew that something is not right, rather than wait and see, rather than say, oh, let's call for PCC meeting, let's call for committee, whatever committee. By the time the committee say yes, the church is already very, very badly damaged. So the church grew rapidly, and rapidly Satan would let go, causes problem. Even right in chapter 5, right? Yeah, there was lying in the church. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. So sin comes in. But the problem was solved by the apostles. And then the church continued to grow. So far, the church grew rapidly. And then Satan causes misunderstanding. A problem arose. And then the problem was solved very quickly. And then the church continued to grow. If the problem is not solved, the church will not grow. So we need to arrest, even as service pastor, we need to arrest this. Something not right, we need to arrest it. Solve it. And then 4:30 service Saturday will continue to grow. Let's look at the church grew rapidly. Okay, the church really grew rapidly. After the Pentecost, all right, with the promise of the Lord that the Holy Spirit would come, and after on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came, the church was filled with power of the Holy Spirit, and many signs and wonders took place, right? especially in Acts 2, verse 47, praising God, and they were praising God and have favor with all the people, even the people outside the church. And the Lord added to the number day by day those who are being saved. And I really want to thank God that it's a couple of years, two, 3 years, when I took over Saturday service, we see there's a gradual growth. Not rapid, but gradual growth. And then Bishop Renny Spinney, I always quote the Saturday service, 4:30 service, and the Hokkien service is one of the things that is really involved in evangelism, involved in God's heartbeat, not because of me, but because of all of us. And many times, Bishop Renny is in a public meeting among the clergy, spotting us as the church that is really vibrant. And I pray that we'll continue to be like that. Bring people in, not so much as to make 4:30 service, wow, so great. No, it's because we love people. We love to hear God's heartbeat, reaching out to people. So praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added the number day by day. It's not month. No? Day by day, those who were being saved. There are many people out there that need to be saved. And it's for us. Even my pastoral staff always encourage them to do it. And chapter 5, verse 42. Every day in the temple, faithful from house to house, they did not cease. The apostles did not cease, and the leaders did not cease preaching that Christ is Jesus. I just want you to open your Bible to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 40 to 47, which is only here. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. We're going to see the rapid growth. Acts chapter 2, verse 40 says, and many words he bore witnesses, continued to exhort them, save yourself from this crooked generation. And then verse 41, chapter 2 says, so those who received his word, the preaching of the word, were baptized. And they were added that day 3,000 souls. Besides that, fellowship became very warm. Verse 42, and they devoted themselves, remember Reverend Peter Cook preached on devoted community. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, whether preaching or whatever it is. Even for us today, it's a connect group or even Saturday's preaching. And the fellowship, having fellowship tea like what we have. And the breaking of bread, which is in the prayers, Holy Communion. And awe came upon everyone, every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. We have not really seen this. We hear on and off and off. And 2 weeks from now, I'm asking one of our members to share. He died. He almost died. Left 38 kg, lying on bed, nothing, almost skin and bone, can't eat. Only he survived on one piece of bread a day, that's all. He'll be sharing, he's away now, but he'll be coming to share. You'll be surprised that he can survive today. There are many miracles, but in the Acts of Apostles, it's a norm thing. And all came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. All right, this is not communism, but it's having common, having love. And they were selling the possessions, belongings, and distributing the proceeds to all as anyone had need. And this will happen later when Ananias and Sapphira sold their property, and they say they give all, but in fact they keep some, and the Lord struck them dead. And then verse 46, and day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with gladness and generous heart. And this continued until chapter 6. That means there were distribution of food. Everyone do not lack. When they come together for food, if there's someone lacking, they will distribute food for them. As they receive their food with gladness and generous heart, praising God and having favor with all people. We need to have favor with our friends, colleagues. And the Lord added, again, the Lord added to their number day by day. So beautiful, day by day. Those who were being saved, there was also boldness in their teaching of the word. Says day by day, we don't have to wait for evangelistic rally, don't have to create, yeah, that's opportunity. But day by day, we don't even have to have alpha. But day by day, the Lord keep on adding as we be faithful to share our faith with others. And I want to stress that again, that one of the vision of Saturday service, Saturday 4:30, is reach out, reach out, reach out, and building a strong family. And of course, chapter 5 in Acts verse 42 says, every day in the temple, from house to house, they would not cease teaching the word of God, teaching the word of God. The preaching and teaching of the word is so vital and so central to the church growth. So much so that Satan will come in and disturb. Satan used the congregation's expectation and tradition to distract the apostles actual what they're supposed to do. So it was so strong. The word preaching of the word is vital and so central to the church growth that Satan, so much so that Satan will use the congregation, someone complain, and tradition to distract the apostle from their own actual what they're supposed to do. Prayer, teaching the word of God. This success of the church, because they're preaching the word, the success of the church, it was so many members that comes in. The apostles have to take care of the preaching of the word, the prayer, and yet they have to take care of the needs of the people. This success of the church grew so much, it becomes an overload for the apostles in their administration of the common fund for the poor. So the apostles during that time, they not only preach and teach the word of God, they care for the needy and becomes so much that they concentrate, which is very important, the word of God, that those needy part was being overlooked. And there came complaint. Not complaint, because they really overlooked. So it's not fair for the apostles whose duty is to preach and to teach the word of God. And for our leaders in our church to teach, preach, to teach in our connect group. So the success was so much overloaded the apostles, and they neglected the poor, which is required. It's a command that the church, the people of God, take care of those needy. This was overlooked. Then because of this, problem rose. A problem arose in the young church. Whenever the church grows, Satan comes in. Whenever you're serving the Lord faithfully, things will appear. Recently, one of our clergy, just being made a vicar, right? He was, I can't remember the word, he was made a vicar, and there was installation of vicar. He became a vicar, and together with his wife, then suddenly their daughter was taken ill with some problem in her womb. Young lady, I mean, in her. So when the clergy was serving the Lord together with his wife, Satan came, physical attack of their daughter. And now they're going through a difficult time. Just installed as a vicar one week ago, and this thing happened. So the problem arose in the young church. Chapter 6, verse 1. And in these days, when the disciples were increasing, number increasing, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. That means daily the church provide food, provide for the needy. Like what we did long time ago in St. John's Jurong. Now it's called St. John's Chapel. St. John's Jurong is around Jurong, near the Bulim Cemetery there. It's a Chinese Hokkien speaking church where I was trained there also. Every day, weekly, they would provide milk powder, they would provide rice for the villagers, and membership increased because they come for the food, for the milk powder. But once this stopped, membership went down. But there's still a need. So that church during that time, they did it. They provide. So like this church in Acts, they provide food. And then there was a complaint of the Hellenists. This is not hairspray, Helen Curtis or whatever last time we have. Hellenists and the Hebrews, they rose. The Hellenists were Jewish widows. This is referring to Hellenists or Jewish widows who are being overlooked in their daily food distribution. The Hellenists were Greek-speaking Jews who live outside Palestine, while the Hebraic or the Hebrews Jews widow were the native Jews. So there was a segregation. One belongs in Palestine, which is really the native land, and the other is from outside. It's just like our church in days to come. There'll be foreigners coming in, there'll be other people coming, and an influx of workers from elsewhere. So the church not only consists of Singaporean so-called local breed, but many people coming in, so there were a rose problem. Because of the great growth, many Hellenists were added into the church. So the church not only belongs to Jewish, other people coming. The resulting complaint threatened to destroy the church unity because they were overlooked. I don't know whether they're overlooked or because of prejudice. There seemed to be cultural tension in this young church. You are the Hellenist, I'm the Hebrew. So I should take preference. You are secondary. The Hellenist widows need will overlook. I believe, I want to trust that it's overlook and it's not other thing. It seems that the Hellenist widows has been removed. Somehow has been removed from the weekly supply from the temple, foodstuff. I believe finance also. We know that widows are dependent in Bible time. It depends on the church daily distribution because they got no one at home. So daily distribution, every day they will come to the temple, to the church, and the people will give. Somehow the widows' daily distribution will overlook in this case. And it is serious. It leads to unhappiness and even bitterness within the church. How come you receive and I do not? It should be given to all widows. So there seems to be tension that if I'm a Hebrew Jew, widows, I can receive. And why am I an outsider? But the apostles are not making, the apostle was so busy, which is right, teaching the word of God and prayer, that they are not making sure that the Hellenist widow receive their share. And it becomes a big problem, the word of God is central in the church group, so central that, problem arise. In the midst of this great influx of people coming in, the Jerusalem church faced problem, right? The Hebraic Jews had a prejudicial sense of superiority over the Hellenist Jews, it seems to be, because of their own birthplace. The Hebrews, widows, they were born there, and because it's Hellenist, they're born outside Palestine. So because of this, becomes, I am more superior because my birthplace is Palestine and the language that I use is different. Lack of communication between the groups also fosters suspicions and even unspoken hatred in the young church. Once there's unspoken hatred, bitterness in the church will collapse. And the fastest way that devil want to cause is misunderstanding between brothers and sisters, and then it will penetrate through and it will bite the wound in the church. So it seems that it's overlooked. The preaching and teaching and praying is essential for the church vitality and growth, truly. The apostles were facing decisions that come to the leaders of a church that it is growing in numbers. The church needs to resolve this problem. The apostles cannot have not enough of time, so-called, to preach the word of God, to share, to pray, spend their time in praying, sharing the word of God. Yet they have to look into the needs of the others in the congregation. This was overlooked. The church needs to resolve this problem. And they really have this big problem there. So the apostles decided that the problem have to be solved as quick as possible. Facing the problem immediately and openly, the 12 apostles gathered a congregation, like you are gathered. He gathered a congregation and asked the congregation to choose to select 7 godly men to take over their responsibility of caring for the need. That's where, for us as service pastor, I need the assistance of the CG leaders and of the fellowship team to take care of this thing so that for us pastoral staff, we can concentrate on preaching and praying. So something need to be done. So the apostles instruct the congregation. It's not the apostles' selection, it's the congregation, right, participating in solving this problem. I think it's so beautiful. Rather than let the PCC letter, let the pastor, service pastor's problem, you can solve it. After all, we pay tithes, we pay offering, everything. You should do it. No, it's this really the whole congregation involved. So the 12 instruct the whole congregation, the church, to choose 7 godly, fearing men to take over their responsibility. And chapter 6, verse 2 to verse 6. Verse 2 says, and the 12 summoned the full number of disciples, that means the whole church, and said that it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve. So we have to balance. To serve, and in verse 3, therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom to know what to do, whom we will appoint to this duty. So it's not the service pastor who chooses, but it's the congregation who select seven men, seven maybe perfect, seven men to do what they cannot do, complementing. So the congregation chose, they select. How they select, I will share how they do it. I believe they really pray and really fast. We know that the church here fasted many times. Right? When they send out Paul and Barnabas, they fast and they pray. And when they do everything, they fast and pray. Fast, and it seems that the church do nothing but fast and pray, fast and pray. And then verse 4 says, the apostle says, okay, you pick among yourself seven men, full of spirit, good repute there in the society, in the secular, good reputation, full of the spirit, wisdom, whom we will appoint to do this to. And then we will devote ourselves, the pastoral staff will devote themselves to what? To prayer and to the ministry of the word. And what they said, what the disciples says and the apostles said, please the whole gathering. That means all of you agree with what they said. And then they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, which was stoned to death later, and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. The name sounds a bit difficult to pronounce. Wait till you hear it in Hokkien, it's even worse, all right? Stephen is Su Te Huan, so it's totally different. And then I don't know what, Huili is Philip, Panminius, I haven't started to pronounce it yet. tomorrow I'll be doing that. So they chose seven, and then these are the seven godly people of good repute. That means they are not full-time workers, they are of good repute in the secular world. They are in the marketplace, top marketplace people, like many of you all here, who are top, and they come to serve what? To serve the widows, to serve food. Right? If you go to Cho Yonggi's church, they say that CEO, whatever, they become ushers, become traffic control in a car. There's no such thing as who you are. God placed you in the market world to do, to have good repute so that you can serve. So verse 5 said, they please the whole congregation, said they select the seven. And then this they sat before the apostles, and they prayed and laid hands. How beautiful it is. The congregation select, and then they sat before the apostles, and then the apostles, like the service pastor and the pastor, prayed and laid hands on them. The proposed solution by the apostles reveals the value and guided the decision. Commitment to unity in the church, to a holistic ministry. Preaching, word, prayer, and food are provided to grow by means of preaching and teaching. The decision-making process reflects the importance of the church. Every member in this young church is involved. So I pray that our 4:30 service, when there's a need, all of us will be involved. It involves distinct roles for the apostles, the leaders, and the congregation. Nobody sit down and say, you do, but everybody is involved. And we really need more people to serve at this 4:30 service, a serving community, whether it be a welcome team, whether ushers, whether even tea reception. If you are interested to do the tea reception, please approach Sok Kwang or Siu Hong. The congregation must own the proposed solution and do their assigned part. If they agree, okay, no, only talk, agree. If you agree, do it. Don't send other people. So the 12 instruct the congregation to find seven men out of so many thousands, seven men. Hard to find. So many for us, 250, still can detect who is good, who is willing. But so many of them, thousands, how to select seven? How? How? I'm asking you a question. How? It's by prayer. It's by fasting and prayer and seeking the Lord. That's why I stress so much on fasting and prayer, because you need to, out of so many thousands, how to select seven? Seek the Lord, pray, and once you are firm of that, then the apostles sat before them, then the apostles prayed and laid hands on this. The spiritual qualification of these seven is what? Full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, and those who are given themselves fully to follow Christ. It's just people who are passionate. The final qualification of this seven is they have to have wisdom how to do it, distribution of food. I believe there are also money involved. That the skill of administration and business will bring efficient and effective accomplishment of a task. Moral, spiritual, practical, all these are needed in these leaders. They should be the hallmarks of all who sit on church boards. Right? We don't choose you because you are rich. We don't choose because you are good, whatever it is. We choose you because you are good in your secular work and you have a passion for the lost and you are passionate about God. These are the people I would look for to serve in our congregation. Moral, spiritual, practical, that means we are doing very well in the secular, yet you come to serve. Church work needs to be done. The whole congregation or the church took ownership of the proposal and unity was restored again. Beautiful. The apostles confirmed the congregation's work by praying over the seven and laying hands on these people. Now, take note of this. When the apostles passed on laying hand on the seven of the people, it's not praying that the Holy Spirit will come because they are already of the full of the Holy Spirit. So it's not just pray that the Holy Spirit will come like what Bishop pray on the day of confirmation. Defend your servant, O Lord, for heavenly grace and pray for you. No, they already filled with the Holy Spirit. So they already, why lay hands again? They already laying of hands, they already have it. They receive this laying of hands, receive authority to work as the apostles' representative in a specific task. Because already they mentioned that these seven people must be of good repute, wisdom, full of the Spirit. And you can see exactly what happened to Stephen when he was stoned to death. Literally stoned to death, he can say, forgive them. All right? So their laying hands is not to impart the Holy Spirit. They already have the Holy Spirit. It's just to receive authority recognized by the whole church to work as the apostles' representative. That means you work for my representative in a specific task, like Sok Wang and Siu Hong in the tea reception, and for Karen in the ushering, and many other things. It becomes very practical. So you represent the service pastor for a specific task. So every task in the church is important. It's so vital, and you have to be a man full of the Spirit of God, wisdom, good repute. And that's why we are growing, I believe, our Saturday service. Having weathered the threat, terrible threat by Satan, the church returns to its normal condition, growing and growing again. Before it can continue to grow, the problem has to be solved. And the apostles asked the congregation to select seven, and they did it. And then the church continued to grow. The church continued to grow. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. And the word of God continued to increase, right? And the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Not increased, multiplied. And a great of many priests become obedient. They become Christian, so-called. Obedient to the faith. So beautiful, these verses. Problem solved. It's not covered up. It's solved. And the whole congregation is involved. Service needed. Service is needed. Servants must be found. You don't serve because of whatever reason. You serve because you love the Lord. You know the church, the Saturday service is growing. And you need in a welcome team. We need ushers. We need the people to do tea reception. We need the people to do information desk. A lot of works that all of us can be involved in. Singing, the music thing. Every part is so vital and so important to the Lord. So the question I'm going to ask each one of us is this. Are you chosen to serve? It's pointing at you. Three fingers pointing at me. I should have taken a picture that showed this way. Chosen to serve. Are you willing to be servant first before you can? I think there's so many areas we can serve. Right? Encouragement. And even during the weekdays, we can serve even in the nave to bring the tourists coming around to tell them what is the nave all about. There's many, many other areas, not only standing on the pulpit as intercessors of many, many other areas that is so chosen to serve. Are you one of them? But a warning, a word from the Lord. All right. The two apostles wants to sit on left, want to sit on a place of authority, a place where people can recognize in heaven. But Jesus says, no, you want to be first, you have to be last. Right. So the two, I don't know why they chose to say, I want to be on seated on your left or seated on your right. It is a ridiculous question to ask. Right? But they, due to human pride, they want to be recognized. So serving the Lord in the church in the 4:30 service is not to be recognized. It's because you love the Lord and you want to serve. So verse 43, Jesus reminded them, but it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great, right? You want to sit on the whatever it is, you must be the servant. Whoever would be first among you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for all. When we went to Taiwan many years back, I was really angry because I said, I'm a Singaporean, I'm a clergy, you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a reverend. And I come to this Hokkien church, I have to polish the candle stand, have to iron the altar table cloth. And the church in Taiwan, it was a tradition church, the altar cloth is heavy. And Sumo, she has to teach in the kindergarten. So the Taiwan church pay one salary for two persons. I was grumbling myself, hey, I'm a clergy in Singapore, I'm going to recognize, I come here and polish the candle stand and have to use the brass, so they don't want to use polish, and literally iron, not this small, big, huge cloth, and to put up the cloth even, and sometimes what color, I don't know, wrong color, put up wrong color, and the bishop, you know, and then have to open the door for the kindergarten people to come in, there was a kindergarten attached, so all this. I want to be recognized. I want to carry my Singapore flag to the Taiwan. Hey, I'm from Singapore. No. To be the greatest, you have to be all. And now I realize that, yeah, they have their way of doing things. A foreigner, someone from Singapore, don't even speak Mandarin or Hokkien, only Jiak Kantang, English speaking, coming to a Hokkien church. This is incredible. And ridicule me in front of other clergies. Money in Singapore, we all call Taiwan, like a statue of me. Literally means, why Singapore send a non-Mandarin speaking, can't even read Chinese word, can't even say Tai Gi, Hokkien. You know the prayer book, huh? They use the old prayer book, it's in Mandarin, and want me to speak in Hokkien. So every word I have to write my Romanized photocopy, big, huge one, write. I want to be great, I'm Singaporean, no? We are Singapore. I'm carrying my flag. And here you ask me to iron the tablecloth. Here you ask me to open the doors for the kindergarten teachers to come in. And until five something when Xiaopeng Hui Chao, then go back. No, I'm not going to do it. I had such an argument with the bishop, the new bishop. And I was asked to get out of Taiwan. 8 months in Taiwan. I want to be no Singaporean. I don't want to be servant. After 8 months serving in the church, I was kicked out. Literally not used by this church, Episcopal Church of Taiwan, and we are sent back. And Bishop John Chu that time said, Freddy, if they don't want to use you, come back. Buy one-way ticket, come back to Singapore. But Carol and I says, no, we're going to buy two-way ticket. We know that God has called us to Taiwan. And after a month in Singapore, going through difficult times, we go against the bishop. We went back to Taiwan 2 ways and planted the church there. And it's growing now. It's taken over by a local. That's what we are. We want to be a place of authority, one face. How come I'm so recognized, Reverend Freddy Lim, Reverend, come here and polish candle stand, iron table, you use spray water and iron the, wow. Not worth, right? But verse 45 says, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life and ransom of many. We have a little church attached. Actually, it's not a kindergarten attached to the church. The church is attached to the kindergarten in Taiwan. And that is past. I should have learned to be more humble, to put my Singapore flag back in Singapore and put the Taiwan flag up there. But I took my Singapore flag around me wherever I go. You know, there was Sorry, I get excited when I share this. I went to the shopping center, and then this man said, "Oh, 你从新加坡来的? 新加坡很干净, very clean, because everything you do, you cannot find, cannot find, cannot find." Wow, I was so angry. My first reaction is, 当然了,你看你在台湾的每个地方都有 dog's poo, 那个地方就还有那个槟榔的 When once I say that, oh boy, why do I say such thing? The Taiwan church did not ask me to go, you know. Why should I take pride of Singapore? It hurts me when they say Singapore is clean because find money. So I retaliate back, hantam back. 当然了, in my broken heart. Mandarin. 当然你看你的马路上什么这么多 Shouldn't I say that? Shouldn't. But I did. But one thing I did ask God to forgive me. Right? So even the Son of Man came not to be served, you know, to serve and to give his life ransom. So whenever the Lord call us to do even anything, stacking out of chairs, whatever it is, simple manual work, do it out of love. Don't because, oh, I do it already, huh? Oh, I want to be recognized. You drag the chair, bang, 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 everybody know that you're stacking up the chairs. You cannot do that in prayer hall because prayer hall is carpeted. Right? No noise. So, serve. A serving community, it begins in our heart. It begins in our heart. Then we'll know what it means to serve, to love. Yeah, when we went there in Taiwan, to love the people, to love the Taiwanese. We started this small church over there. And it was really, really, like Peter, you know, very bold to say things. Too bold, really, and that was kicked back to Singapore. If the musician is late by 5 minutes, I will ask them not to play. Now I think of it, I'm very, very bold to say that. Okay. 你没有准备你的心. Then the musician complained to the bishop. Then the next day, I cannot hantam. Because she's a very good pianist. But come on, you're coming so late. 5 minutes before the service. You don't even practice with me. And they don't sing like that. They sing hymns. Taiwanese hymn. Okay, that's the best. So, need to humble. Need to serve. We are a serving community. I pray that our Saturday 4:30 service will be known for its love, its care, a caring, and a community serving community. You may be a CEO, you may be a big guy up in the marketplace, but when you come to the church, you are the servant of the Lord. In closing, I find this Trinity 10 collect very, very meaningful. All right. May this be our prayer too. Can I ask you to stand? We're going to close by praying this collect. Let us be the servant. Let me be your servant and you my servant. Together we pray. Almighty Father, whose Son Jesus Christ has taught us that what we do for the least of our brethren, we do also for him. Give us the will to be the servant of others as he was the servant of others, as he was servant of all, who gave up his life and died for us, but is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Remain standing. We're going to sing a ministry song. Father, we have nothing to offer you. But like the woman in the Bible, alabaster jar of perfume, we want to break it, that the aroma will fill the whole place. That Lord, you use this little gift of us to be the servant all, to wipe people's feet, to allow others to know you because of our love for them. Let's sing this song and then the altar is open. This alabaster jar.